Hey, greetings, Brother Jim back here. We got settled into our campsite and I'm taking a walk. Want to finish my audio on my teaching on confusion. We see a lot of that out in the world today with all the sin and war and COVID and corruption. We also see it a lot in man-made religion. I want to read a scripture verse to you. 1 Corinthians 14:33. Says this, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Yeah, so let's talk about this. So again, as I said in my little intro video, I was talking about how we see a lot of confusion. Now, let me give you an example. We see a religious body, and on their website, they'll give a biblical gospel or very close to it. Yet when you talk to the people, they pretty much tell people in their building and in their ministry work and their evangelism, raise your hand, say a prayer, believe in Jesus, you're going to heaven. Confusion. Here's one. We talked to a lot of people, Christmas just went by, the pagan holiday. We talked to a lot of people and they say, yeah, oh yeah, that's a pagan holiday. Yep, nope, our body doesn't do that. Then we look on our Facebook page, they're celebrating Christmas. I'm talking about their leaders saying these things. All types of confusion, and this is where a lot of it comes from, even within their own body. This person says this, they believe that. Another person says this, no, we believe that. There's no 1 Corinthians 1:10 unity, perfect unity that Paul says we must strive for. We have one God, one Lord, one word, one spirit, one unity of the faith is what we need, and there isn't any of that in American churchianity that I can see. So great confusion is caused. People saying, oh, it doesn't really matter what you believe. Here's one, non-essentials. I got all these people telling me, oh, that's a non-essential. We don't have to agree and believe that. What in God's word is not essential is my question. I have an article on that at our teaching blog, don'tperish.com. Look up the teaching articles. What is not essential in God's word? So all of this confusion, you know, you expect confusion from the world. Satan is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians tells us that. You expect confusion in the government. Look what's going on in the political race. Who won? Was there cheating? Who's going to be the president? Is this guy corrupt? That guy corrupt? You expect confusion in entertainment. You expect confusion in all the sporting events and all the worldly music and all the cultural ways. Oh, you expect confusion and all those things. But when it comes to the things of God, where we have a true word, where it's clearly laid out for us in Scripture, why is there so much confusion, I ask? Well, it's because most of these people are not truly born again. Most of these people are not operating in the fullness of God's word by the Spirit. They're operating in parts of the word, a little bit of truth, a lot of man-made religion, and a whole lot of flesh and man-made traditions, false ways. So what I want to offer to you here is, in our ministry, I strive to never have confusion. Praise God. I've had a lot of people say to me, Brother Jim, you speak clear and you speak bold and we know what you believe, whether they agree with us or not. And I appreciate when people tell me that because I want to be clear. I want to be bold on the truth. I don't want to cause confusion. If you have confusion in your theology, you're going to deceive people and you'll be a worker of Satan. I don't want to be teaching confusion. If there's anything I teach that is ever confusing to you, seems contradictory, I can promise you either one, I made an error in what I spoke because I don't believe in any confusion based on the scripture I just read you, or two, you're misunderstanding, you're proof texting, pulling out something I said out of context. Call me, man. Email me. Ask me. I'll show you the truth. I'll repent if I got it wrong. No confusion. Confusion will not lead the way in my ministry, my life, my home. My God is not the author of confusion, yet everywhere we go, we just stood out at a religious building today. Half the people don't even know what they really believe. they say they're following Jesus, but they keep pagan ways, and they go, well, yeah, those are pagan ways. They say they love God and want to talk about truth, but they'll call the police on people that just come with a Bible and stand on the corner with a sign. Here's one. I'll leave you with this one. Jesus said, John 13, by this all men will know you are mine, by their love for each other. We show up, whether it's in the street or at a religious place or at an event, and we preach Christ crucified. Even the people that claim to be of Christ, they don't love us. They don't show love. They show contempt. They show hate. This is confusion. This is not of the Father. So I encourage you, test all things. See if you're walking in confusion, or see if you're walking in the truth of God in all your ways. Whatever is not of the Father and is confusing, you need to repent of it and get rid of it. And that's what I strive to do. Don'tperish.com helps you in that. The teaching blog full of articles, audios, videos, sisters blogs, all aimed to help the saints to strive in the truth of God and not walk in confusion. There will be no confusion in heaven. Why are the people of God, so-called with his spirit, walking in confusion today? Go back and read 1 Corinthians 14:33. Then go through the whole New Testament and see where there's any confusion in my God. It's not there. Then look at all the confusion. 30,000 different denominations in America of churchianity. Confusion. It should not be so among God's people. Hey, we love you all. Let us know how we can help you. We're headed down the gospel road, clearing out of this town. Wow, did we have a lot of witnessing, a lot of strife because of the truth. We met some sheep and called them out in repentance. It's time to move down the road. Wonder what God will have in store as we go further south. Better weather, more events outside, more street preaching. We're blessed to do what we do, to preach Christ all over America. Hey, till next time, don't walk in confusion. Follow the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, crucified and risen, the way to eternal life. May God be praised.